As we get started here, Sam, I'd like to just bring something up. And well, in fact, we had a similar discussion about this just a few weeks ago in the month of October. Keith Wiebe and myself, I believe, were the co-hosts that day. We discussed the topic of church shootings and biblical self-defense with now retired Lieutenant Colonel of the Pennsylvania State Police, Oscar Rivera. He was basically the second in command of the Pennsylvania State Police. And on that program, I was quoting from an article in 2014 that was written in the New York Times, and the title of that article was FBI Confirms a Sharp Rise in Mass Shootings Since 2000. We went on and we discussed how not only have mass shootings increased in our country, but it seems that the number of church shootings is on the rise too. Sam, as president of American Pastors Network, could you maybe give us an update of information that we know? I know you've been interviewed on TV today even, but information that we know surrounding this church shooting, and maybe talk to us from your perspective, maybe possible reasons or connections that might help us understand why church shootings seem to be on the rise in our country.
Well, Isaac, unfortunately, church shootings are on the rise. This was the worst, and you described it as the worst, most graphic. It was, this goes into the books as one that was extensive, in every regard, very bad. The shooter here, let's go to that first. This guy, 26, Devin Kelly. All we know that his friends and others seem to talk about him is that his ideology was probably most atheistic. They would say he preached atheism. We don't know all that means. There's a lot that's still coming out about it, so we don't know what else is involved. But he clearly went down the path of going in there with the intent of killing everybody in that church. That's what his intent was, with the body armor and everything. We do know that an observant neighbor saw what was happening. He took his rifle, and he was a good marksman. He was just a plumber, this guy. He was not a trained guy, more or less, but he shot through a crack in the body armor, which wounded this fellow. He stopped his shooting. He ran to his car. They chased him down the road, and it appears that he either killed himself or he drove off the road as a result of loss of blood from that neighbor who went after it. So there's a lot of applications to this. But the thing we need to know is that for a long time here now, there have been an increase in church shootings. The National Church Shooting Database is one place that keeps track. 139 shootings at churches between, now get this, 1980 and 2005. Now that's on theirs that they've documented. That total, 185 people killed, including 36 children. Now that's according to the National Church Shooting Base, 1980 to 2005. Since 2005, there have been numerous other church shootings. If we recall, one was in Charleston, South Carolina, where there were some down there. But since 2015, evidently, reports are 248 violent incidents on religious property. And according to the Washington Post, now they're saying that there have been 132 mass shootings in America since 1966, and that goes around everywhere. That includes movie theaters and schools and malls and all that kind of thing. But the thing that bears in mind here is that churches, though, unfortunately, are among that list, and they have been a number of them going way back. Churches make a good target because they publicize their services. They're open to the public. Matter of fact, the church is there to open up the doors to invite in those who need the Lord, and that is the whole purpose. So that is why they are a good target. Many are thinking that. Some are thinking that. And as a result of this, and we'll get into the implications of it, there will need to be some thinking done policy-wise by churches all across the country with what should they do, how should they respond. But unfortunately, churches are a good target for a wicked, evil-minded person.
Wow, what a sad and scary thought there. Pastor Gary, you've seen different tragedies throughout the years. This, as Sam described, has been the worst church shooting. You've been already interviewed a number of times today and have more interviews with local news today to come still. What words are you saying to your congregation, to others, and what kind of encouragement and comfort could you bring, especially maybe to talk to our listeners and maybe even somebody who would be involved with First Baptist Church there in Texas? What would you say to them in these moments that we have in our first segment here?
Well, Isaac, first of all, you know, I think of Psalm 34:18, where it says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart." And certainly, I think of that pastor. I truly do think of the pastor down there. Who knows what he's going through? Frank Pomeroy is his name. And he must be terribly brokenhearted because of the fact that his own daughter was killed and many of his congregation. And perhaps I can continue this later on. But I think the thing to keep in mind, Isaac, is that God is near those who are of a broken heart and will heal in his time and in his way.